It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount+.
Yes!
Sunday morning update on your injuries. Right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Starter sit for week 3. Here we go. We will go through the headlines. Let's start with the Chargers and the Justin Herbert situation here. They have the Jaguars. It is an afternoon game, 4.05 p.m. Eastern start. What are we supposed to do with our Chargers right now, Heath?
Well, I have Justin Herbert in 2 leagues, and I went and added Marcus Mariota so I could wait it out. If Herbert plays, I'm starting Justin Herbert. If he doesn't, then hopefully you can get Mariota or one of those later quarterbacks. There's not really any that are as good of option as him. Daniel Jones would probably be the second best option. I'm not too excited about that. I'm probably going to start Austin Eckler and Mike Williams regardless. Gerald Everett now, I would understand if somebody wanted to get off him for a better streaming tight end option. Where it gets really difficult is if Justin Herbert's out and Keenan Allen's active, and then you're like, I don't know what to do with any of the pass catchers.
Yeah, that is right. Exactly. I think it would be a pretty unappealing situation. Certainly not a must-start situation, right?
I mean, I think the thing is, if Keenan Allen's healthy, Chase Daniel's probably going to throw it to him 14 times, and he can throw a 7-yard pass. So it's not like it's a tough matchup.
Okay. J.K. Dobbins is going to play for real this time against New England here. Starter sit Dobbins.
I'd really like to sit him. We saw what happened when Godwin came back, and they've been more cautious with Dobbins. So that makes me feel better about him getting through this game. But it's a terrible matchup. We don't have any idea what his workload's going to be, and there's more risk of re-injury this week than there will be any other week.
George Kittle, good to go. Start him?
He's a low-end number one tight end, yeah. Probably starting him.
Higbee, Everett.
The only guy that you wouldn't have drafted as a starter that I would be starting over him would be Tyler Higbee.
Not Everett. Well, you know, Everett obviously is going to be impacted by what we were just talking about too.
Right. You can wait for that decision because Kittle doesn't play until tonight.
Sure. I'd start him over Everett. I mean, well, if Keenan Allen plays, for sure.
What I was saying was if there's no Keenan Allen and there is Justin Herbert, then I could understand starting Everett over Kittle.
Yes. Well said. All right. Tampa Bay and Green Bay. That's another afternoon game, 4:25 p.m. Eastern here. And Lazard is the only wide receiver that was drafted as a starter that is actually playing in this game. Julio Jones could be a game time decision. Your thoughts on the passing games for Tampa Bay and Green Bay?
I don't want to start any part of the passing games if I could avoid it. I don't want to start either the quarterbacks. I don't want to start any of the wide receivers or the tight ends. But if you forced me to, I would start Rodgers over Brady. He's a high-end number two quarterback. And Russell Gage would be my favorite wide receiver. But without Sammy Watkins, maybe we'll see Alan Lazard get the volume that we were projecting for him. It was just his first game back from injury.
Yeah.
I think I'd feel better about it if I just didn't have to start any pass catchers or pass throwers in this game.
Okay. Do you think Dobbins is a better option than Gage or Lazard?
In full PPR, I'd probably start those wide receivers. In non, I would definitely start Dobbins.
All right. Alvin Kamara is going to play, but you're not quite as high on Kamara this week.
I've got him as a low-end number two running back. Week one wasn't exactly encouraging when he was healthy, and he's going to be sharing the workload in some regard. This offense looks more pass-heavy and downfield than what it's been in the past. So he's in that Jeff Wilson range for me.
And Zamir White is 43% rostered right now. We don't know if Josh Jacobs is going to play. What do you make of this situation here? They're at Tennessee, who was the number one run defense against running backs last year. Terrible against Barkley in week one. Not tested against the Bills in week two. But, you know, what do you think about Jacobs? And if he's out, what do you think about Zamir White?
Yeah, Zamir White's going to be a flex for me if there's no Jacobs. We don't know what percentage of the carries he'll get, and we don't expect much from him in the passing game at all.
Yeah.
I would like Jacobs as a number two running back if we got the all clear. If it's more of a game time decision, he's going to try to play, but he's still pretty sick, then I wouldn't be that excited about it. But if he says he's feeling good, he's going to play, I'd start Jacobs. If not, I'd flex White. And White will become the chalk in DFS. if there's no Jacobs.
Okay, and let's get some questions here from the YouTube audience real quick. Tony Pollard or Damian Pierce, PPR?
Pierce.
Antonio Gibson, Gabe Davis, Garrett Wilson, half PPR?
I would go with Gibson.
Okay. Did see an interesting tweet about this as being a very good matchup for Gabe Davis based on his man zone splits over the last 2 years, or last year plus. Just throwing that out there.
He's always a boom bust wide receiver. He's even boomier and bustier. Boomier because of the matchup, bustier because he's coming off of an injury and he was limping a little bit at practice on Friday.
Okay. Damian Pierce or Jeff Wilson, PPR?
Wilson.
Tua or Carson Wentz today?
I've gone back and forth, but the Bills are starting like basically an entire new secondary. So I'm going with Tua.
Eventually the injuries are going to matter, right? Cole Beasley or Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby Myers by a million miles.
Pollard or DK Metcalf?
Dang it. Now Beasley's going to catch a touchdown. DK.
Kirk Cousins or Tua?
Cousins. Start of the week.
Yeah. Elijah Moore, Mostert, Treylon Burks, or Michael Carter, half PPR?
I kind of like Michael Carter. I'm going with him.
All right. Garrett Wilson or DJ Moore?
I love them both. They're both top 24, but I'd go DJ Moore.
Last one here. Oh, gosh. I know you like Michael Carter, but would you trade Michael Carter for George Kittle? I would do that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, but here I want to make sure. Rest of season, I'd definitely rather have Kittle. Today, I'd rather start Carter as a flex.
Yeah, he has asked. That's part of the question here. However, even if I had to downgrade my starter this week, I would make that trade for rest of season.
Now, you have to understand, it seems as though this guy must have Kelsey or Waller or Andrews or someone.
Yeah. I'd get Kittle and I'd turn around at some point and trade him for a better running back than Michael Carter. I just think Kittle's more valuable than Michael Carter.
I think he is too.
With Garoppolo under center now. Thank you for the questions, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening. Good luck to you in week 3. Let's go get a W.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.